our communication, they told me, when you pray for them, they can go to heaven early. Anyone, they can go early. They go to give the, you know, to, because of penance, you have, what you're doing, what the masses, or whatever you do, help them, they can go to heaven. So we are helping them. So they told me, they are very grateful. They will be very grateful they to go to heaven, and even purgatory they can talk, they can pray, they can pray for themselves, they can do anything for themselves. So they are grateful to us and they intercede for us. That's really a blessing to us, no? So many souls there and they go to heaven. What a blessing to us! They all intercede for us before God. And when you die, we go to heaven, they all come and escort us to heaven. The gratitude. Most of the Blessed Mother come and the angels come and the saints come to escort us to heaven. So it's a blessing that to pray for the souls in purgatory. And you know, we do the mass for them, or we can do any good, you know, any kind of pain, suffering, offer for them. Or any charitable work you do, you know, almsgiving, helping people, we can offer for them. There are many, many ways you can help the souls in purgatory. And it's a wonderful act of charity. And when you do, we can return it back to us, and they will could bless us and pray for us. Gratitude. So I always encourage people to pray for souls in purgatory, for souls. I told you, I do every Mass. And never go without praying for the souls in purgatory.
What were some things that you learned about purgatory that you didn't know before, that when you had that experience, you thought, I never realized this, or I never realized that?
There are many, many things I can talk about, but I know there's a hell, there's a purgatory, there's a heaven. I know the school that in the seminar did teaching, but I went there, experience totally different, no? What's happening, what's going on, and there are, you know, millions of people there, and I met some of them. I recognize some of them, even hell, purgatory, heaven, some of them whom I know there. But so that's a shock to me, see some people unexpected. In the hell, I never thought they go into the hell. Even purgatory, you know, some people there, unexpected people, there are seven levels, you know, seven stages of suffering. So, So somebody spoke to me, seeing many things, my own eyes.
When you were there, did you see, along with your guardian angel, did you see any other people in purgatory, like certain saints or other angels or the Blessed Mother? Were you allowed to see any of that?
Actually, saints are in heaven, and I saw the Blessed Mother. She consoled the souls. And it's a mother. So, and they come and console them, comfort them. They're tormenting and suffering and crying and screaming. The compassion or mercy of our mother.
Tell me, what was heaven like?
So that's the main part, you know. We have the hell and purgatory, that's our goal. And also I want to say, there are people, they suffered in this world, or this the charitable work they do, and there are only, that's not too many, maybe 5%, 7%, or 9, not less than 10. They go directly to heaven, you know that? Instead of going to purgatory, because their purification happened. Some people are, I know some people in the bed for years. When I was in Portugal, I went to the Portugal in there and Fatima, and somebody asked me to go see a lady. Lady, she was 15-year-old, she was paralyzed. 15-year-old. And when I met her, she was 55. 40 years, she went to bed suffering, but always a smile, no complaining, no crying, no angry at God, and she said, I'm opened up with God, all my pain. And that woman, I felt my heart, Jesus said, living saint. I know that when she dies, she definitely go to heaven, because she receives Holy Sacrament every day, she's praying every time, pray for the people, pray for the souls in purgatory. So what I do when the bed, 40 years in the bed. So there are some people, And my angel told me, Brahma told me, they go directly, not stop, to heaven from when she, when the people die. And heaven, so the angel escorted to the heaven, a big tunnel, a tunnel of light, and going to tunnel, dazzling white, so beautiful. And then after a little while, the heaven opened. I hear the music of heaven. So beautiful, bright. I can hear the music. Now, compared to the world, you know, we have the orchestra, the world, everything. I like music too. I sing too. But this is, heavenly music is a billion times beautiful, melodious. I hear the music and enter the heaven. The angel escorted me to the to Jesus. So Jesus looked at me, Blessed Mother there, St. Joseph there. I find many, many, many of the archangels, the saints there, and they are all there, surrounded. They then Jesus looked at me and said, I wanted to give you a special mission. So I'm going to send you back to the world. And in your second life, you work in a foreign land. And you speak in a foreign tongue. You know, I studied a little bit English in the second language, but never speak English in India. So I didn't know where I'm going. So that was coming from Jesus. When I get a message, come here, this country. Then he said, you will be my instrument of deliverance, healing, and peace. So three things in Jesus said. You will be my instrument. I mean, he using me for the deliverance, healing, and peace.